This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. We'll continue discussing the idea of patent trolls and patents in general, intellectual property. Ellen had brought in a story about Adam Carolla, one of the more popular podcasts out there, being attacked by a patent troll. And there's more to it we hadn't really gotten to. The bad news, we hadn't gotten to that yet. So stand by for the rest of that story, and your calls are welcome. We go to Craig. He's listening to Talk Radio 850 in Raleigh. Hey, Craig, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks. How you guys doing?
Great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just kind of finding amusing and interesting to follow the overreach of the federal government trying to keep pushing their agenda on this Second Amendment thing. You know, they're coming after, it's always a magazine, or now they don't want detachable ones. We got this judge in Maryland that's banned the AR-15, which supposedly Obama's going to piggyback an executive order to try to ban all these, you know, AK variants, ARs, anything detachable. I know a guy in New Jersey that says you can't drive from the range with your rifles or whatever you were shooting with for the day. You can't stop on the way home. You can't have a dummy home.
Well, that sounds like a Jersey thing more than a federal government thing. But, yeah, I mean, gun owners a lot of
Democratic-run state there. I mean, you got all these progressives.
Isn't the New Jersey governor a Republican?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah,
what you have is, it's not really a Republican-Democrat thing, because if Republicans really supported gun rights, then they would do something about it, I would think. But it seems to me like the government just loves to tell people what to do, and gun owners have obediently gotten in line to acquire every single permit that the government's ever come up with. So, you know, once governments create one rule and people obey it, you shouldn't be surprised when they create 10,000 more rules and demand that you obey that as well.
Yeah, and I actually went to see Jim Jeffries, the comedian, last night, and he made a good point about this. Like, if you want to keep your guns, just don't tell anyone that you have them.
That helps,
well, why should you register them? What are these guys so worried about? Why does the DHS bought 2.5 billion, rounds of ammo? They could fight a war at the level of Iraq for probably 5 or 10 years and all that ammo. You've got his executive orders. There's how many has this guy written? And a couple of them are pretty scary if you look at them. And you wonder, why is the police department's getting weaponized? They got APCs. These guys are running around fully tacked out. It's interesting.
Not to defend the DHS, but I sort of know how these things operate, and they have budgets for certain things, and if they don't use the budget that they have, then the next year they don't get the same amount or more, and generally they always want more. So come towards the end of the year, we've still got, $5 million that we need to spend on weaponry. Everybody, go to the range and just shoot as much as you want.
No,
we've got plenty of bullets.
We actually know guys.
You don't buy hollow points for shooting a paper. First they said it was for that. Then they said it was for battle, for backup. So you don't shoot hollow points in battle. I mean, supposedly against the Geneva Convention.
You might buy the hollow points if it were more expensive and you wanted to run up the budget.
Yeah, I guess if you don't keep spending, you don't get more the next year, right?
That's the idea. So, and we actually know a guy named Silver Dave, and he is formerly in, not Department of Homeland Security, but he's formerly in the military, like a Green Beret, I think, or Special Forces. Anyway,
yeah.
he had a name for it, too. There was like a name for a series of days where, like, over a couple or 2 or 3 days, all they would do is go out to the range and just blast off thousands upon thousands, if not millions of rounds or whatever, of ammunition. And that was all they would do, simply so they could order more the next year. And I remember we had guys calling from – we had one guy call from formerly in the Navy. He said he remembers they were pushing tools off of the sides of the ships. So like craftsmen, very expensive tools, just shoving them off the sides of the ship.
Well, I've had a tool that goes off the side of the ship run them over with a Bearcat. Then you can go back to Sears, say, I ran over my ratchet set with a Bearcat. You've got the forever guarantee.
Yeah,
I need a new ratchet.
They don't want
and
the
then
guarantee.
You don't have to pay for the ratchet.
But that's just it. They want to pay for it, as you were saying, Daryl. They want the bigger budgets. Anyway, Craig, go ahead with your thoughts.
What do you guys know of the small arms treaty? Well, how can the UN dictate to try to do a unilateral kind of lets everybody in the world try to get on the same page with what, you know, civilians are allowed to you know, have in their possession and all that?
I honestly don't know much about it. Can you fill me in? This is some sort of, has it passed? Is this something they're working on?
It's probably stalled up in the Supreme Court right now waiting for something, but Holder and these guys, all, you know, it's the Mr. Subpoena Dodger himself, Mr. Gunrunner Fast and Furious, and I happened to buy a lot of guns from the place where those guys bought a lot of those guns over in Arizona, and it was pretty funny that after that Fast and Furious thing, they bought probably over 1,000 rifles from J&G Sales, and my head sales guy that I deal with said, hey, if I sell you more than one magazine, I'm going to have to turn in all your information to the ATF. And I just quit buying from them. And I'm a federal background clearance for my job. I have a concealed carry permit. I'm not doing anything wrong, but am I going to let them turn me into these guys and get on some sort of list or whatever? I mean, I think it's, you know, it's unconstitutional. They got some bill right now, SB 35 something or 53. I get it all backwards. The government's trying to make it to where you got to have a requisition and to purchase ammunition. I don't know if that's in New Jersey or California or one of those states, but
a requisition. What is that? Like a permission slip?
You got to get a permit to buy ammunition. That's what they're trying to cram through right
now.
That's
crazy.
It's
crazy. I mean, obviously, look, you guys are new there in Raleigh on Talk Radio 850, relatively new to the show. You've been on for a few weeks now, listening to Free Talk Live. We're pro-freedom every issue, every time. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, this whatever the UN comes up with for guns isn't going to be pro-freedom. It's not going to be something that expands your ability to own guns. So I don't, you know, not even knowing what this thing says, I don't need to read it. I don't need to know. I just, you know, if it's coming from the UN and it's about guns, it's probably bad news. But at the same time, I don't really worry so much because I'm here in New Hampshire and there's like a real gun culture that even the Democrats in a lot of cases have guns in New Hampshire. So I just can't even imagine whatever the UN passes. I can't imagine New Hampshire not nullifying it or is just kicking it back in their face. And
well, I don't see the U.S. Senate actually agreeing to it because the U.S. Senate just refuses to vote on a bunch of the UN treaties that have been coming out in recent years.
Well, maybe. All somebody needs to do is bring up the massacres that have happened over the past few years, and then I feel like a lot of people would be swayed by that.
It's possible.
Yeah, they're always in a gun-free zone, which is, you know, pretty sad. You know, you're going to have armed guards everywhere, but around a school. I mean, well, we got a big can of worms here. We have there's hundreds of millions of guns in the United States. It's too late to come to the point where you think you're going to, you know, go after all these law-abiding people that are going to stop crime like this. You know, they don't care about all the 500-plus murders a year in Chicago. You don't see them going door-to-door, kicking doors down there. But they're after all law-abiding citizens to, you know, you can't have this magazine. You can't, you know, he just banned the importation of the Sager AK variants.
Yeah, I heard about
more
that.
More AKs coming in. Now, yes, granted, there's probably millions of parts kits in cosmoline plastic bags all over the United States. But now they're going to be going after the importation of the ammo. He just banned the 54539, which is technically called the 7N6. It's a steel core AK-74 round. I mean, I used to have 20,000 rounds of it in my closet. It was cheap. It was $69 for
now, when you say it's banned, that just means new sales are banned, right? So if you were to possess the ammo, that wouldn't be illegal, or would it?
No more purchasing of it. No more bringing it into the country.
I think
if you already have it, it's okay. And they're writing it off as an armor-piercing round, but it isn't. I mean, I heat treat metal for a living. I'm in the aerospace industry, and that's no Rockwell 60 core in that round. I've shot it at AR-400 plates all day long. I barely put the ding in it. But
Craig, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. Good info, and let us know if anything happens with the UN bill that you're watching. I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453. Tony's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Tony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Tony, we're doing a radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, that's good. I had a question for your female guest, but then I saw you, and I'm watching the stream, and I thought I'd ask you the same question. I just wondered if you shave your vagina.
Well, I don't have one. Thanks for the call, Tony. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But if I did have one, I would probably shave it. More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. More coming up.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Whether it's gun freedom or your freedom to carry any weapon, you darn well please. or podcasting, patents. We'll talk about anything. You can take control here. In fact, Ellen will be sharing with us the remainder of her story, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly by the Electronic Frontier Foundation regarding the podcast attack. There's this patent troll that has been attacking Adam Carolla because they perceived him as the most popular and successful, financially successful podcaster. And there's been a settlement in that case. We'll continue with that story here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-453. And don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there on the site. And something else you can do is get yourself some Bitcoin. We told you before how to get your first Bitcoin wallet. You can go to blockchain.com and get hooked up with that in just a few moments. And once you've got your Bitcoin wallet, then you're ready to put Bitcoin in it. You can go to expresscoin.com, and they are the best choice for buying Bitcoins, Dogecoin, and now also Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. You can get whatever one of those coins you want, and you can get them as low as, you can go all the way down to less than $40. In fact, if you buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoin, and you use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at ExpressCoin.com, you will get the Bitcoin transferred to you for no transfer fee. Now, normally when you transfer one form of money into another form of money, they're going to charge you a fee. Someone will charge you a fee on that. ExpressCoin.com will not charge you a fee as long as you use code FTL and you buy less than $40 worth. Now, when you go over $40 worth, which you might want to do, then it's a 3% fee. And that is incredibly reasonable. It's the best fee I've seen in the business. So go and use money order, check, wire transfer, or even cash deposit. Get started over at ExpressCoin.com and turn your cash into Bitcoins at ExpressCoin.com. And now available in Canada. As we continue here, we have Hung Like Jesus calling from Skype. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, and hey. The rest of me.
Hey there.
Hey, I was just reading here just now that GoFundMe has set up an account, or the people, or someone set up an account on GoFundMe for the cop that killed Michael Brown in Ferguson. And they've raised two.
How much?
It's been $225,000 now.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure it'll be more than that before the weekend is done.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, and I was sitting back and I was wondering what that meant. You know, that people come together and give someone this kind of money for absolutely, well, I don't find a reason in it. And to me, it says that this country has continued to mean black people not any good whatsoever. I don't see it will continue to victimize us and then spit on us if we complain about being victimized. Is what it says to me. And I was just wondering. Where does that come from? You know, and I've had to ask a white person, where does that come from? And I'm pretty sure you're probably the wrong one to ask that.
Are you asking me where the support for this cop comes from?
No, I'm asking where the attitude comes from that he deserves this kind of money for doing what he did. He was judged, jury, and executioner, this person, in the middle of the street. And people don't see that. All they see is that black people are just complaining again about being victims. So, you know, we need to go ahead and give him all this money because he deserves it for some reason.
Okay, so we can all speculate, and I'd love to hear, you know, Ellen and Daryl, your speculation on this. So the cop who has allegedly shot this man to death has raised over $200,000, or someone in his name has raised that money and will purportedly be giving it to the cop. It's disturbing to me. That this is going on, but I can't say I'm surprised. I don't know what amount I would have expected if somebody had come to me and said, "Ian, this cop's right trying to raise money on Kickstarter or what was it, GoFundMe?"
GoFundMe.
This cop's trying to raise money on GoFundMe. What do you think the total will be? I don't know what I would have said. I don't know what would have been even a ballpark or realistic prediction. But I certainly know there are these cop filators out there who they love the police. They don't think the police can do anything wrong. Whether this is a racial issue or not is another question. There's certainly the possibility that some of the people supporting that are absolutely racist and, you know, they just want to support anything that's going to keep the black man down. That's, I would say there's, you know, some percentage of that is that. But another percentage of it is probably just straight up police worship, that they believe that whatever the police say is true. So they, you know, whatever this man's story is, and I I haven't heard the cop's story. I've heard little snippets of what he's claimed. He claimed he was attacked by Michael Brown in Ferguson, and you know, was there was some sort of a fight in the police car, or whatever. Claims to have been beaten up. So there are people who will believe every single word that comes from the police's mouths, and those people would be likely to support this officer. They probably think this officer is a victim. This poor officer, he's been persecuted in the media by all these people for what he did, and he was just trying to shoot a man who was threatening his life, even though he shot him allegedly in the back and all that.
From like 35 feet away.
What? Didn't the autopsy report reveal that he was shot in the face? Directly?
Yes.
From the front.
And that actually goes along with eyewitness testimony that after the first couple of shots were fired, that he turned around. So he was walking away, hands up. The first couple of shots, based on the reports that I've read, appeared to have struck him in the arm. And so then he turned around and said, "Stop shooting, I'm not armed." Hands up in the air, and based on at least one account, he then got on his knees to further signify, "I'm surrendering to you." And it was after he got on his knees that he apparently lowered his head and then got shot in the top of the head.
Oh, my God.
So this officer was just shooting because he was angry at this point that he had run off and he was not obeying his orders originally.
Certainly possible. So would you guys like to speculate on some of the reasons why someone would support this fundraiser?
Honestly, I don't think it occurs to a lot of people that government officials or police officers or, you know, anybody that holds authority can be wrong in any situation.
I think that's true.
And I think that there's a lot of people out there that believe this policeman was just doing his job protecting the public. And, you know, if this guy wanted to keep his life, he should have just done what the police officer told him to. And now he's being punished for doing what he was told to do, and that's not right to some people. Like, he was just following orders. He should still be making a living because he's got a family, and he was trying to do a good deed.
I think that's spot on. There's a certain segment of the population who, as I said, they'll believe anything they're told by not just the police, but the government in general. They're the same kind of people who will write off the jail. Like, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show, the jail is in a very visible location. It's out on one of the main roads into town. It kind of is on this, not really a cliff, but a steep hill, and it sort of overlooks things, and it's really ominous, and it's obviously there. And some people are upset about that, because they don't want to think about the people that are in that jail. They don't want to think about them as human beings, because as soon as you get arrested, as soon as you get a criminal charge, you're a criminal to these type of people. And that means you're less than human, and so anything that happens to you is a non-issue, but anything that happens to the police officers is very much concern to these individuals, because they believe the police are the line of protection between them and the scumbags out there. So Daryl, we'll come back with your speculation. Yes. On who would support such a fundraiser and Hung Like Jesus. If you want to hang on for the conversation, we'd love to have you. So stand by. He is, by the way, on Skype, and that's his Skype name. I don't know what his actual name is. It's just the name that came up here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to join us on Skype, as our guy Hung here is doing, you can contact us through username lrn.fm, where Free Talk Live coming up.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair?
Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the officer who has been accused of shooting Michael Brown in Ferguson. His name is Darren Wilson, and there's been a fundraiser that has been started, actually two of them. The first fundraiser has raised over $230,000 and by over 5,900 people for this officer, and then they started another one. You and I, Daryl, were kind of looking into this during the break. The first fundraiser is over. They now have a new fundraiser. The first fundraiser, while they were apparently doing the fundraiser, they determined that they wanted to give the money to a charity, but they couldn't change it over during the existing fundraiser, so they had to end the first one and start a new one. So the first money is going to go directly to the officer, the over $200,000. The next fundraiser that has already begun and is now has over $20,000 or $30,000 into it.
$27,000?
That one will go to this some charity for cops.
Shield of Hope.
Shield of Hope. And so I guess the difference being that the charity one people can do as a tax-deductible thing.
Yes.
So the question that our guy on the line here, Hung Like Jesus, has asked, and we're going to get back to his question here in a moment, is who would donate to something like this? And, Daryl, we hadn't gotten your answer. We're going to do that in a moment. Also want to let you know about My Magic Mud. It's a holistic remedy for your teeth that removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria that causes cavities. Gives you a dentist clean every time you use it and is gentle on the enamel. And I have to say, Free Talk Live co-hosts have been picking up some of this My Magic Mud, and the results have been very positive so far. In fact, it's not like anything you've probably ever had in your mouth as far as cleaning agents go, because this is a powder, unlike every toothpaste you've ever had. This is a black powder. It's actually safe to swallow. The ingredients used in My Magic Mud are used as dietary supplements, so it's an effective whitener, and you can swallow it. Plus, it strengthens your teeth and promotes healthy gums, reverses sensitivity, and soothes any pain you might be dealing with. My Magic Mud was created by Jessica Armand. She's a liberty-loving, homeschooling mother of three, and you can go to learn more and purchase your jar today. You get something like 150 uses out of $125 jar, from what I understand. It's been great so far for me and my loved ones. MyMagicMud.com. Go get your Magic Mud there, and you can also listen to an interview with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole, where he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. That's MyMagicMud.com as we continue here. So, Daryl, we were going to get to your speculation for Hung Like Jesus, who is still on the line with us here on Skype, as far as who would give money to a fundraiser for this cop who is an alleged killer.
Well, and I don't really have to speculate, because thanks to the power of the Google machines, I was able to find some of the comments that were left on the original fundraiser, and I will share some of those with you.
Please.
Ooh, great.
One of the people who donated $50 under the name American Crusader says, "Waste of good ammo. It's my privilege to buy you a replacement box."
Oh, jeez.
There's someone who posted by the name Mike Was Going to Jail for Robbery, who donated $100, that says, and I quote, "Black people can be their own worst enemy. I'm not white. Take the energy and protest to Chicago, where blacks kill blacks daily by the numbers. Don't test or go against a cop. He was shot 6 times because he was a giant. Wouldn't stop or die. Evil people don't die quick." There are other comments saying that he wasted his bullets. It was a waste of bullets. Here's money to buy a new one, and other things that basically imply that police can do no wrong.
Yep.
And as I was thinking, the people that would donate are the ones that think that cops can do no wrong. If you just do everything a cop says,
you'll be
then
fine.
You'll be fine. If the cop tells you to fellate him on the side of the road, you do it, and then take it up with the judge later.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are our ideas. I think basically sums up to people who love the police, believe they can do nothing wrong, probably some racists thrown in there as well. So there you go. What are your thoughts, Hung?
Well, you know, and that's what I was going to bring up. Some of the commentary behind the Hill situation has been, and, you know, he read some of the more tame ones, and I've read some stuff that was just absolutely ridiculous that people were saying. And that's in my whole thing, is that the commentary behind it has been so hateful. Mm-hmm. And it's not just people that love cops. It's people that hate black people that do it. They hate the fact that we could even complain about being a victim of anything. And then if you do complain about being a victim, well, you know, just suck it up, because, you know, you deserve it for some reason or another.
And you know, it's sickening.
All this is going to do is when this cop is not charged, you think what they did in Ferguson was protesting. When this cop is not charged, I think it's going to be a nationwide thing. People just get tired of being kicked all the time, and it's going to come to a head. And I think it may come to a head when another cop skates again for the how many ever times it's happened.
You may be right about that, Hung, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here, and we've got someone calling themselves Dumb Like Allah, listening in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, Ian, I wanted to confront, speaking of being crucified by the masses, Hung Like the Jesus, I don't know if that's a reference to the crucifixion or if he thinks the cross is a phallic symbol. But I do, one of these days, I hope and pray that the truth shall set him free and that he will stop viewing the world through a racial prism. I try to pay as little attention to this local story, gone local, national, and since it's gone national, there's been rioting and looting, and I'm sure somebody that calls himself hung like Allah or hung like Jesus doesn't think there's anything wrong with that because he made no mention of that. But what I am concerned with is with things like what Daryl does, is he takes posts on an internet and reads the worst of all out loud. But I wanted to suggest to hung like Bejesus that there are probably some people that think that the officer has been crucified in the media and that he very well might be innocent because some of the things I have heard, like about the autopsy report, is that he was shot 4 times in the arm at very close range before the fatal shots to the head. And some of the things I've also heard are like...
When you say the officer is innocent of what?
I didn't say he was innocent. I don't know if he's innocent or if why he shot the man. What I am trying to suggest is some other things that I have heard that hung like Bejesus has not even bothered to mention. And I'm trying to finish the thought. I don't doubt for a second that Darren Wilson fatally shot Mike Brown. That I don't doubt, and I don't believe anybody doubts. What I do have concerns about is the fact the man's been crucified in the media. Rioting and looting has happened. When I come to find out days after those riots and looting started, that this big young man possibly strong-armed a 7-Eleven to buy cigars, which we all know that he also had marijuana in his system, and we all know what...
Well, there's some question about whether or not he was the one who was robbing the convenience store.
Again, I don't know if that's true or not, Ian, but I have heard it suggested that it is him on film, strong-arming robbery, a 7-Eleven, not long before he died. And I also have heard on another intelligent conservative talk radio, Ian, that the man actually... His accomplice has said that Mike Brown was turning his back and putting his hands up. The man that he was with that said that is a crook that has been found guilty of lying, of false police reports, and other gangsterism.
James, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Kudos to James. He actually managed to stay on topic. You know, lots of times he's all over the map. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello. I love my magic mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With 4, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free here to the Pro XPN toll free line. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Again, freetalklive.com. You get to actually create the content. That what you see as you scroll down the front page. There's news stories, blog posts, things like that that are linked to there, YouTube videos, etc. You can link to anything on the internet there, and then others can vote. Other listeners like you can vote up or down whether you like or dislike what you see. Now, it's all Reddit-based, so you will need a free Reddit account and a free Free Talk Live account. You'll link those two together in a very short process, and it'll be very easy for you to submit and vote on content right there at freetalklive.com anytime you want. So go and check that out. And something else you might want to look into if you are a coffee drinker, coffee.freetalklive.com. That is how you go to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there. Buzzbox. It's shade grown, 100% organic, and 1%, top 1% grade Arabica. Buzzbox is priced competitively with other high-end coffees, but they're doing something special that you don't get from those other coffee companies. They've actually set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op. Now, something else they're doing is teaming up with World Vision and Free Talk Live to allow for microloans to be given out to people around the world in very difficult places of the world to live and make a living, so microloans can help out a lot. Every 10 listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com gets on the auto ship program will fund one microloan to some folks around the world. So you can help change people's lives for the better, and you can get great coffee all at the same time. Start by getting your free pound by just paying the shipping cost, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get started there. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Nick. He's in Austin, Texas. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up? Let me turn my radio down. I'm sorry.
Sure, no problem.
I just wanted to say thanks for all you guys do. I'm sure I speak on behalf of the other 14 listeners that you guys have when I say that you guys really suck balls.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I did drop his call on that one because it could be considered or dump his call, rather, because it could be considered prurient, tailored to the prurient interest.
Yes.
Could have been considered obscene, depending on how it was interpreted. So, you know, if you're going to call in with a crank call, I like a good crank call. I like
it. Let's give some advice to these people who are crank calling in the first place. If you're going to do it, at least don't use vulgarity. That way you can stay on a little bit longer.
That way you'll get on a little longer. You'll probably make it through. You won't get, you know, the dump machine won't hit your call. So stay away from the F-bomb, the S-bomb, and the other bombs.
Genital references, stay away from.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now, it's okay to reference genitalia, but to reference it in a way that is sexual or, you know, tailored to the sort of the prurient interest, then that's a problem. So the caller earlier who asked if I shaved my vagina, that's not necessarily sexual. That's just a question about grooming.
Right.
But, you know, the question that we just had a moment ago was, you know, sounded related to fellatio to some extent. And
yeah.
So had to let that one go. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But come up with something more creative, something actually funny. Because, you know, the level that that guy was at is basically a high school level. If that, maybe even middle school level crank.
Yeah, that was like, you know, middle school, elementary school.
See, if I was friends with that guy, I wouldn't even laugh at listening to that. I know, like, he has to come up with something a little bit more creative and original than just that. Like, what are they going to do, high five and say, like, oh.
You got him, man! And really, 14 listeners, there's, what, like, 1,500 downloads or listens? Just to the podcast that gets uploaded in like a single day, there's 160 radio stations across the country that carry the show.
It's not a whole lot. I mean, we're not one of the biggest shows out there, but nor do we pretend to be.
Right.
You know?
And clearly we don't suck, as he says, because, you know, LRN has been spreading its wings lately, hasn't it?
Well, I don't know what that means.
Getting new listeners. You're opening up. You've got
like that
more
to be the truth.
Radio stations signing on.
Free Talk Live's been added to at least 15 stations in the last year.
Okay, Free Talk Live, yes, has been added to actually probably more like 15 stations this summer. It's been pretty busy so far this year. But LRN.FM is just my little internet project, and I wouldn't say that's been adding stations. Although there are a couple stations in Fredericksburg, Texas, that emailed me recently, and they said they've been airing LRN.FM stuff for a while. So you never really know where the pirate radio stations are that are picking up the signal. And I appreciate them wherever they might happen to be. Let's go to Eric Freerock from copblock.org and Copblock Radio via Skype. Hey, Eric.
Hey, and if you want really funny clips, you can check out Jimmy's clips from Liberty Bits.
Tell me about the Liberty Bits. I know that's not the reason you were calling in tonight. You actually had something else you wanted to discuss, but I think this deserves to be plugged in. Honestly, we haven't talked about it on the air yet, so go ahead. What is it?
Okay, so I've been taking shows like Free Talk Live and Peace News Now and cutting them up into more digestible pieces for YouTube. So I've been taking the YouTube video, downloading it and chopping it up. And especially nice for Free Talk Live because you'll have like 3 segment spaces between going to a topic and coming back to it.
Yeah.
So I've condensed them all into one video so the video stays on topic for the whole thing.
So you've been taking some of Jimmy's calls, and he's a good crank caller. Like, he's a good example, somebody who's kind of come up with a character and scripts out some of the things that he's going to say, and you've been highlighting some of his calls?
Yeah, exactly. So he's got his own playlist, so you can, as more calls come in, I'll put them into the playlist. So
and apparently Rand Paul has a playlist as well.
Yes, Rand Paul now has a playlist too.
So you're calling this Liberty Bits?
Liberty Bits.
And where does one find the Liberty Bits?
You can find it on YouTube, youtube.com/LibertyBits, all one word, and also on Facebook, facebook.com/LibertyBits.
I think it's a cool idea because, and I don't know if it was you that was saying this the other day, but it can be hard to share a 3-hour long show with somebody that you want to hear one topic.
Yeah, he was actually saying that on my radio show, uh-huh. Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, where I had him on this past Sunday.
Excellent. Yes, I listen to LRN.FM, so I don't remember if I'm actually having the conversation about the issue or if I've heard someone else having that conversation. But Liberty Bits, so who else are you chopping up? I mean, you're working on Free Talk Live. You said Derek J's Peace News Now.
Yep, those are the main two. I was actually in studio with Derek J for Cop Block Radio this past Wednesday, so I'll probably cut up that as well, and I'll probably do more live in person with Derek J, so that show will probably start moving into the rotation. And
I can
get more shows as I go, but Free Talk Live takes, since it's daily, it kind of takes the majority of the time.
It sounds like it would be time-consuming, and I'd just like to clarify, I didn't hire you to do this because I can't afford that, but how are you going to make money off of this, or is it just a labor of love and activism kind of thing?
It's a little bit of both. I'm hoping that eventually the views will go up as more content is generated and I can monetize the channel.
You know, when you first told me about this, I thought, oh, I should offer to let him upload videos to the Free Talk Live YouTube channel. But that wouldn't really help you in any way because we hardly have any subscribers.
Right.
So that's because our channel is relatively new and we don't really push it that often. In fact, I haven't mentioned it in a long time. So thanks for mentioning that, Eric. And thanks for doing all that work because it sounds like it's a really valuable project. And I hope that people will check it out because you're cutting them into shareable chunks, which, you know, means that something at some point could go viral, and then maybe you'll get some more subscribers out of that and maybe be able to turn it into a, you know, a meal or two or something like that.
That's the goal, I guess.
Cool. So what else were you calling about tonight? Because I know that wasn't it.
Right. I also wanted to call in regards to people are finally waking up to the police abuse that happens all around. And at the beginning of this year, Cop Block, the Facebook page, started taking off like crazy. It mostly started with the Thomas Kelly verdict where the cops were let off for his killing out in California.
Kelly was the guy that, while being executed by the police, screamed out, what was it, something like 56 times, like, help me, I want my dad,
right.
I'm, you know, having trouble breathing, please stop, I'm sorry.
Right, and so it really took off from there, and it's been growing exponentially. So at the beginning of the year, we were at about 40,000 likes, and as of about 15 minutes ago, the Cop Block Facebook page has crossed 1 million.
Wow, that is so impressive.
Congratulations.
So now the only law enforcement related Facebook page that has more likes is the Cops television show?
Yes. So they got about 400,000 more, but Cop Block has 400,000 more likes than Police One.
That's excellent. Some belated applause for you there. Cop Block's doing great work. CopBlock.org, great police accountability website, decentralized, encouraging people to hold the police accountable by recording video and posting it online and asking tough questions. And Cop Block Radio is on LRN.FM on Wednesday nights after Free Talk Live. Thanks, Eric, for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating a Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine
Medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.